talking sports with you, not at you. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Mad Dog Russo still yelling at his producer. We'll try to get him on as soon as he stops doing that.
Or he's yelling at J.J. Redick that Bob Cousy is one of the best point guards of all time.
Is he wrong?
Compared to who he's comparing him to, I don't think he should have him in the top five.
Resume versus player skill is always two very different conversations. I don't like comparing the eras, I'll be honest with you. It was funny to me seeing Mad Dog's tight end rankings. Did you see that?
Oh, I saw it. Yeah. And much, obviously, I love the Packers, but I'm not going back to Bart Starr and Kramer from like the 50s.
Yeah. We'll get Mad Dog on as soon as he's done barking at his co-host. 713-780-ESPN. 3061 asking us, is the Rockets coach the right fit for this team moving forward?
Question.
Talking about Stephen Silas.
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think last year, and we'll get to this more in depth, but I think last year was a year where you could question a lot. This year, because it's even more youth-oriented, I think it's a better fit for Stephen Silas.
All right, let's go out to the HRMP guest line. Joining us now, Chris Mad Dog Russo. You can see him everywhere. High Heat, MLB Network, doing the show with Stephen A. Smith as well. Mad Dog, thanks so much for taking a few minutes and joining the Killer Bees again. Tell us a little bit about this Yankees-Astros series. Yankees taking game one, dramatic finish at the end. Who has more to prove here? Yankees the better record, but the Astros have had success over the Yankees in recent postseasons.
You know, that's a good question. The Astros have beaten them three times in a postseason, if you count that wild card game. I think it's probably the Yankees, since they've lost to Houston a lot. I think it probably it's at Yankee Stadium. Verlander, Valdez. I think it's probably a little more significant to the Yankees. And I think that loss to the Astros last night is you guys know your team better than me, but that is an awful, awful defeat. Presley is terrible against the Yankees. Go look at him historically against New York. He's got a 9 ERA at Yankee Stadium. He's pitched 19 games against the Yankees with a 7 ERA overall. That's a major problem. And I love Dusty, but when a closer, in my eyes, on the road gives up a game, unless he's Mariano Rivera and Presley's not that, when a closer gives up a home run to tie the game in that spot, I am immediately getting him out of the game. I am not allowing him to lose the game. When he walks to and gives up a ball that goes 450 feet, he's out. I'll lose the game with somebody else that night. This is the way I would do it. And Dusty went with him another two batters, and both guys got base hits, albeit one of them got thrown out with the stolen base. But, that was a bad loss to Houston. The Yankees are an historic team right now at 52-18. I mean, even the 98 Yankees didn't do that. Even the 39 Yankees didn't do that. The 61 Yankees were 44-26. That was the Mantle and Maris Yankees, for crying out loud. And Ruth and Garrick in 27 were not 52-18. That's how good this Yankees team has been to start the year. But a bigger series overall, I think, guys, for the Yankees instead of Houston.
Mad Dog, when you look at it, I mean, I'm interested in your thoughts. You're a baseball connoisseur, and you look at the game a lot deeper than most. Jose Altuve, just the way he's handled himself with all the adversity in New York, the fact that everybody put this buzzer thing on him, but yet he's out there not only just signing autographs, taking pictures, and embracing the hate before the game, but he gets three knocks again last night. Do you see him as a future Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I probably do. I think Altuve, listen, what the Astros did in 17, and the Yankees can't get over it. The Cashman, the GM, still goes crazy. The Yankees in that series in Houston, the four games in 17, they hit 150. They did not hit with runners in scoring position. They were awful offensively. They did not play defense well in game two on a relay with the game-winning run being scored after the Correa hit in right center field. The Yankees had a pitch to Bathia in game seven who was shot and didn't have it. I mean, the Yankees moaning and groaning. Listen, what the Astros did was wrong. We all know that. But what the Yankees and the Dodgers moaning and groaning too, yet the Astros won two games in L.A., so in that World Series. But they're never going to forget about it with the Yanks, so they probably win a World Series. So the Astros will hear about it all weekend. The buzzer, everybody seems to think in New York, we can argue what we want about it, that there was a buzzer when Altuve hit that home run off Chapman in 19. Who the hell knows? The Astros don't deserve the benefit of the doubt, but, he took the shirt off because he had a buzzer. That sounds odd, too. But I think Altuve is definitely a Hall of Famer. He's a you know, listen, I hate his throws from second base to first base, but he's a hell of a hitter. He's dangerous. He's a hacker. He knows how to win. Altuve is a great all-time player, and he's going to make the Hall of Fame.
Chris,
no,
Matt,
that's another thing that bothers Yankee fans. Don't forget, folks, in 17, Judge would have won the MVP, and Altuve won it. And a lot of Yankee fans think that he won it because he cheated. That's part of it as well.
Chris Mad Dog Russo joining us on the HR&P guest line. Mad Dog, from the old guard for the Astros to the new guard, you look at baseball every day. You have a baseball show on MLB Network. But Yordan Alvarez starting to catch the attention of the casual fan as well. What do you think of Yordan as one of the best hitters in baseball?
Absolutely. Imagine Willie McCovey. He's powerful. He's dangerous. He's intimidating. Great contract the Astros got him signed for. The Astros with him and Tucker at Farm Systems produced two excellent players. You know, listen, big fan. You know, he played on my team any day. And listen, he's not, Barry Bonds in left field, but I mean, who cares? He's a very, very good offensive player. He killed the Red Sox and he didn't play great in the World Series, but he killed the Red Sox in the ALCS and won the MVP. Great player, great hitter, fun to watch. Dynamic, right manager form. I mean, the Astros are a very good team. I mean, they're the second best team in the American League. You know, they have the Yankees number in postseason play. This year, if they ever play, the Yankees would have home field because they're going to have a better record. I mean, I would think the Yankees will beat them this year for a change, but the Astros with Verlander, you know, they beat the Yankees 2 out of 3 at Yankee Stadium there in 19. I don't see why the Astros wouldn't have a puncher's chance. I think the Yankees are probably going to get to a World Series this year. They haven't been there in a long time. But the Astros will have a fighting chance, and Alvarez will give them that. He's a hell of a player.
Come on, Mad Dog. The Yankees have become the Utah Jazz when we get to the postseason. I want to know, with your analysis there, what do the Astros need to do between now and the trade deadline to kind of change that narrative with the Yankees? What do they need to add? I've been saying the back of the bullpen could use an extra arm. For a while there, with the lack of hitting from Gurriel and Bregman, there was talk of, and even at the catcher position, there was talk of needing a bat. What do you see with this Astros team in terms of areas of need?
Well, pitching and more pitching. You know, to beat the Yankees in a postseason series, you're going to have to strike them out and keep them in the ballpark. The Yankees do score 50% of their runs via the long ball. So if you can keep the Yankees in the ballpark, that includes Rizzo, who's got 19 homers. You know, Judge has got a million home runs, Stanton. You got to keep the Yankees in the ballpark. If you can keep the Yankees in the ballpark, the Yankees developing runs and formatting runs, different story. Now, the Yankee pitching has been very, very good. And, you know, Montgomery, Taillon, who was bad last night, Cortez, they have never done it in postseason play. We've seen Valdez in postseason play. Eventually, they're going to get McCullers. We've seen him in postseason play. We all know how good Verlander is. So the Astros have some pitchers that you have a lot of confidence in that can get big outs on the road in the big stage. And the Yankees have 2 or 3 guys you're not so sure about. Cole can, but, you know, I got to see these other 3 guys do it. You know, to me, you got to keep the Yankees in the ballpark, and maybe that pitching isn't quite as good. It's been great to start the year, but maybe that pitching isn't quite as good in the postseason. The Astros, but arms, to me, would be most significant. And maybe it's me. I got to see him more. But you look at the numbers, I would never, if I was an Astro fan, I would never, ever trust Presley in a big spot, ninth inning against that Yankee lineup. Matt, not a chance, especially on the road.
Matt,
especially on the road.
We call him Ryan Stressley in Houston, Mad Dog.
So you guys realize he's shaky. Okay, very good.
Wanted to ask
you. Yeah, that was a bad performance. And why, can I ask why a 3-2 slider to Torres with the man on first and in the bottom of the ninth when he's not the time one at the plate?
My best guess is he doesn't trust his fastball. He lost a mile per hour on 2.
He might hit a line drive to shortstop and get a double play, for crying out loud.
And look at his
can't walk him there.
But look at the hitter's numbers matter too. He strikes out a lot. He hasn't walked a lot. Just go at him and take your best shot because you still have a 3-run lead.
100%. I was shocked he threw that pitch there. Horrendous. Did he meet the media after the game at least? Did he do that? I didn't see any of that.
No, I don't believe that he did, which is a good point. He should have. Mad Dog, one other player that's been shaky for the Astros and curious to get your opinion on this is Yuli Gurriel, 38 years old. Last year, he was the batting champion in the American League. This year, he's hitting .216, can't hit it away from his shadow, OPS of .634. How much should Houston be concerned about Yuli Gurriel turning into one of the worst offensive starters in baseball at the age of 38?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, the age is why you'd be concerned. He's 38, right? I didn't know he was that old. I thought maybe mid-30s. 38's old. And he didn't do anything in the playoffs last year either, which also, at least against the Braves, which also disturbs you. Yeah, I'd be a little concerned. And Bregman's not the same player he was either. I know he hit a 3-run homer last night. He's not the same player either. I mean, their two best players, to me, are Tucker and Alvarez, which is fascinating. So, yeah, they could. And I love Brantley. Brantley's so clutch. I love him. They probably could use another offensive player, too. I agree with that. And I would be worried about Gurriel. I'm not sure if there's anything they can do about it. I think they're going to ride the wave with Gurriel and hope that, you know, the base back of the baseball card shows up. You know, I don't know if, you'd have to ask Click, but I think they would ride him out because he's earned that and then maybe make a decision at the end of the year. I'm not even sure what his contractual status is. But, yeah, I'd be a little worried about it. He hasn't hit in a while, 216, 38 years of age. I'd be somewhat concerned. And the other thing about the Astros is they will be able to experiment a little bit because they're going to win that division by about 50 games. So if they want to go out there and maneuver in the last 60 games, see if they can catch the lightning in a bottle with somebody, they can take that chance. And the Astros are also going to be the second seed. And remember how the playoffs work this year. If you are the one or the first or the second best record in either league, you advance automatically into the divisional series. You don't play the wild card series. And the Astros should have a better record than Minnesota or Cleveland. So from that standpoint, the Astros and Yankees will get the byes. So that gives the Astros some play. They have room to play with as far as how they want to handle things.
Mad Dog, we always appreciate the time. Love getting it a perspective from behind enemy lines as well. Continue the great work.
Good job, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me today.
Chris Mad Dog Russo, host of High Heat and also First Take with Stephen A. Smith, I believe on Wednesdays. I want to discuss what he mentioned about Ryan Stressly. Gave up the game yesterday in the ninth. Entered the inning with a 3-run lead and then left the inning with the Yankees celebrating after the Aaron Judge walk-off. Ryan Stressly in the ninth. We talk about it next. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.